This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 364 and a quarter, up 2.5. March, 370 and a quarter, up 2. May, 375 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter. January soybeans, 860, up 2 and a quarter. March, 863, up 2 and a quarter. May, 869, up 2.5. December wheat, 490 and 3 quarters, up 7.5. March, 492 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. May, 495 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. December oats, 247 and 3 quarters, up 5. March, 230, up 2. December soybean meal, 286.60, up $1. January, 286.70, up $1. March, 287.20, up 110. December soybean oil, 27.55, up 11. January, 27.84, up 11. March, 28.09, up 11. Time now for the cash grain report.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Thursday afternoon. Improvement in corn and soybean exports added firmness to the prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 2 to 3 cents higher at $3.39 to $3.50. Soybeans were mostly 2 to 3 cents stronger at $8.25 to $8.51. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 2 cents higher at $3.48 to $3.72. Soybeans were 2 cents higher at $8.42 to $8.68. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 2 cents higher at $3.54 to $3.77. Soybeans were unchanged to a penny stronger at $8.45 to $8.64. Wheat closed mostly 7 to 8 cents higher at $3.89 to $4.34. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at $8.75 to $8.82. Basis levels were unchanged to 1 cent lower at $15 to $22 over the January. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $2.80.60 to $3.01.60 per ton. That's $1 per ton stronger, with basis levels unchanged at 600 to 15 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 3 to 8 cents higher at $3.69 to $3.89, with basis levels unchanged to 5 higher at 5 to 25 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 1 to 3 cents higher at $3.67 to $3.76. Basis levels were steady to 2 lower at 3 to 12 over the December. Soybeans closed mixed ranging $8.63 to $8.73, with basis levels 1 to 3 cents lower at 3 to 13 over the January. New crop wheat prices were 5 cents stronger at $4.24 to $4.54. Basis levels were unchanged at $74 to $44 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 2 to 4 cents higher at $3.85 to $3.86. Soybean prices were steady to 2 cents higher at $8.88 to $8.89. Soft wheat was up 8 cents at $4.31 to $4.81. Milo closed 2 cents higher at $3.69 to $3.70. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois, January shell corn contracts range from $3.35 to $3.54. January soybeans range from $8.30 up to $8.47. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn range $3.48 to $3.76. January delivery soybeans range from $8.40 up to $8.60. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $3.59 to $3.81. January delivery soybeans range from $8.50 to $8.67. June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state range from $4.47 to $4.73. That concludes Thursday's grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, $129.40, down $1.57. February, $131.55, down $1.57. April, $132.10, down $1.30. November feeder cattle, $175.22, up $0.35. January, $162.07, down $1.87. March, $160, down $2.52. December lean hogs, $55.75, up $1.37. February, 56.87, up 60. April, 62.22, up 22. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 19th's Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 23 cents lower in the range of $47 to $51, with a weighted average carcass price of $49.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 higher on the heavier sows, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 26, 4 to 5 weights 25 to 28, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 30, and 6 weights and up 30 to 32. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a week steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $25 to $32. Receipts for Illinois hogs today, 7,048 head. And now for the recap from the Schuyler Livestock Auction for Wednesday, November 18th. They had receipts of 175 head. Slaughter cattle were not reported last week for a price comparison. Trade was active with moderate to good demand. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 120 to 124. Choice slaughter heifers, 120.50 to 123.50. And select and choice heifers were 115 to 118. Now from National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 384 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $74.39, and that was $2.20 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $204.83, that was $1.85 lower, with select carcasses at $193.34, that was $3.36 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 107,000 last week and 114,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 437,000, that compared to 436,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
ConAgra Foods has announced plans to divide the company into two independent public companies. Meeting Place reports one company will contain its consumer portfolio of brands, and the other will contain its food service portfolio of frozen potato products. The consumer brands business will be renamed ConAgra Brands, Inc., and the frozen potato business will operate under the Lamb Weston name. Immediately following the transaction, which is expected to be completed in the fall of 2016, ConAgra Foods shareholders will own shares of both independent companies. The transaction is expected to be structured as a spinoff of the Lamb Weston business, tax-free to the company and its shareholders. CEO Sean Connolly said the separation will enable each company to sharpen its strategic focus and provide flexibility to capitalize on the unique growth opportunities in its respective market. Some of the brands owned by ConAgra Foods that you might recognize are Act II Popcorn, Banquet Frozen Meals, Blue Bonnet Butter, Chef Boyardee, Ravioli, and other items, David's Sunflower Seeds, and several others that I haven't mentioned. U.S. and South American soybean farmers are meeting with government officials, industry partners, and other key influencers in Europe this week to discuss biotechnology acceptance and the implications of biotech approval delays. The farmers, who represent more than 95% of the world's soybean exports and normally battle for global market share, are joining forces to advocate for a science-based and more predictable biotech approval process. Bob Hazelwood, who is the United Soybean Board chairman, and he is a soybean farmer himself from Kansas, says that soybeans are a part of a global market, and we need a collaborative effort in the U.S., South America, and the European Union to work toward timely approvals for new biotech traits. The delegation from the U.S. and South America is part of the International Soybean Growers Alliance, which brings together farmers from these key soybean-producing countries to address global issues impacting all soybean farmers, including biotechnology acceptance. In other soybean news, a new soybean yield record has been set in Illinois. Despite a harsh start to the season, growers in the Illinois Soybean Association's Yield Challenge have reported yields in the high 80 to 90 bushel range. Champaign County farmer Jason Lakey set a new record with 108.3 bushels per acre, topping last year's record of 104 bushels. Last week, I had a chance to interview DePaul Chaudhry, who is the brand manager for AsGrow. Jason Lakey, the winner of the Illinois Soybean Association's Yield Challenge, won the challenge with AsGrow's 4135 variety for soybeans. DePaul and I talked about the Yield Challenge and some other exciting things happening for AsGrow.
It's really exciting always going through harvest season because you get to see tangible numbers to what we thought we were seeing in the field. And what's really, really exciting is that we partner with the Illinois Soybean Association, they run their independent yield contest. And this year we had a farmer, Bob Lakey, with Lakey Farms out of Central Illinois, that won the contest. And what we're really, really excited and what we congratulated him on is that he won it with AsGrow AG 4135. And it was neat talking to Bob early on in harvest because he's like, man, those 4135. They're podding really well. They're looking really good. And then he's like, they might yield, 70 to 80 bushel. And we're all excited. That's really good yields for our neck of the woods. And then lo and behold, the yield results come out, and he won the yield contest with 108 bushels. Three-digit number for soybean yields is uncommon, and to see him put that bar where he did with those with that variety was really, really exciting. And we're excited for the Lakey Farms and the success that they had. We're all also really excited because that's our brand new variety that we just launched in 2015, and to see our genetics, our latest genetics, raising the bar for yield, that's what farmers are looking for. They plant these new products to get the latest and greatest, but they also plant it to get the best yield. And to see these new varieties setting that bar high is something that we're really, really excited about.
Well, that's definitely a great success story. Great to hear. Now, as we just are finishing up harvest for 2015, besides that story, what were some other results that you have seen throughout the growing area?
Throughout Illinois, I talked to multiple farmers, rode in a few combines, and what was really exciting is that overall soybeans were having pretty good yields. We had some wet weather, we had some disease pressure, but in general, soybeans did really well. You talk to farmers that are used to 40, 50 bushel, they were seeing 60, 70 bushel. You talk to farmers that are, maybe aiming for 60 bushel, seeing 70, 80. I get that. What was really exciting is how much we were able to separate ourselves from the competition. And in the case of Bob, he certainly set himself apart with AsGrow soybeans from the competition. So it's not just overall soybeans doing well, but AsGrow separating from the competition is what we're really excited about out of a harvest this year.
Well, it definitely sounds like AsGrow is having a lot of success with their products. Something else you wanted to touch on was Xtend.
Sure. Xtend soybeans is our dicamba-tolerant soybeans, the new trait that we're excited to launch. This is something really exciting because it's the largest trait launch that we'll have with AsGrow to date. This is the largest launch for AsGrow, but it's also the largest launch for Monsanto when it comes to soybeans. And to put things in perspective, in 2009, we launched Genuity Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans. We had six varieties that we launched. We will be launching 25 varieties nationally with at least one variety in each eight maturity groups. So we have a very broad and deep portfolio with this trait launch, not to mention that we have substantial volume that we're able to launch with. So we're really, really excited about this trait launch. Within Illinois, we have 12 varieties that we're focusing on. We had plots in the field where we're able to get local, tangible knowledge of how these products perform in our soils. So we're really excited about that. We really encourage farmers to go and start talking to their dealers about these products because we have a pre-order process in place where the dealer can put a pre-order in place for the farmer, and then as soon as we get our last couple milestones that we're waiting on, those orders will turn into real orders where we'll continue to process and ship those orders, if you will. We have a couple milestones in terms of the China approval that we're waiting on for imports, and then the EPA over the top for chemistry, but we anticipate those to continue to move along as planned.
Okay, well, lots of great things happening with AsGrow. Is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to add?
What I'd sum it up with is, hey, we're seeing great performance. Farmers are starting to talk about it. Farmers like the Lakeys are really excited about this performance, especially when it comes to the newer varieties. Supply is tight and demand is high. So as we do that, I would encourage farmers to go ahead and talk to their farmers now to get their supply booked.
Once again, that was DePaul Chaudhry, the Asgro brand manager. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.